hopefully that three-week period will allow us to get around a table and resolve this issue. Because the key issue here is around governance and safeguarding. It's not about pay or anything for our members. So as you well know, and as your listeners will well know, our members in our Green Accord are caring for some of the most vulnerable service users in the health service. And what they need is appropriate clinical leadership and decision-making structures in place at all times, which unfortunately is not the case within the service at the minute. And I suppose the kernel of the dispute is really because management previously gave a written commitment to our members 2 years ago, setting out that there would be a robust out-of-hours governance arrangement in place, and that were previously in place would be restored. And based on those assurances, our members and also the members of the PNA, the Psychiatric Nurses Association, cooperated fully with service reconfiguration and supported the transition of residents into new community houses. But despite that support, the HSE are now reneging on their previous commitment to put in additional out-of-hours governance structures. So unfortunately, our members feel like they have been left with no other option than to ballot for industrial action, which they have, of course, voted in favour, along with their colleagues in the PNA. And as you said, that industrial action will commence on the 2nd of June, but we will be holding a work time protest on the 27th of May to highlight the concerns, and hopefully the 3 weeks notice that we've given to the HSE that we'll be able to get around the table and implement that agreement that was negotiated some time ago.
Now, we know from both previous HICWA reports and indeed previous news stories that the work done at Arguenia Court is very, very sensitive indeed, as you've indicated. And when things go wrong in a setting like that, things can go very wrong indeed. Obviously, you want to ensure that nothing happens in the future that gets the name of Arguenia Court and gets the name of its staff and gets the name of its residents into the headlines again.
Absolutely. I mean, the number one priority for the members on the INLO and, of course, the members of the PNA as well, is to deliver safe care to those residents. As I said, this isn't coming. This isn't about pay. This is about, patient care. This is about care to residents. One of the service developments that is currently going on is about moving people into a more community-based setting, which both unions members have cooperated fully with. But as part of this, there is a need for strong out-of-hours governance at a nurse manager level, and currently the case is that there isn't that in place, and a lot of this work is falling down to staff nurses to undertake it, which is above what their contractual responsibilities are.
And we know in the past there have been claims that what's happened is policy has been to getting people out of an institutional setting into a more community-based residential setting, which is something everyone agrees with, which is something that potentially is very good for the resident and very good for the staff. But the key thing here is it does need the supports. It does need to have all the backups in place, and the problem can be that the backups aren't in place before the policy is implemented, and that's where the shortfall comes. From what you're saying, that appears to be the case in this instance, and your priority is to get that addressed as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. As I said, the INMO are fully supportive of the service decongregation that you've just described there, Donald. But the most important thing is that there are the necessary robust governance structures out of place that, when our members are at work, as I said, caring for some of the most vulnerable members of society, that they know that the support is there out of hours should anything come up during that period of time.